only with a smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter today.
Eligibility and availability vary. Consumer action required. Reward schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm James Kitchen. The Pentagon is sending 700 Marines to Los Angeles to tackle a wave of protests over immigration raids. Meanwhile, the California governor, Gavin Newsom, says Donald Trump has ordered a further 2,000 National Guard troops to the city. Rene Christian Moyer from the LA Tenants Union told us the response from the authorities changes nothing.
These are our communities. These are the places where we live, where we work, where we grew up, where we, you know, where we pass away, where we die, where we have all of our big family events. We are not going to let a foreign presence, in this case, the federal, you know, agents coming in from all across the country, trying to take away people in our communities.
The Conservatives say the government's U-turn on winter fuel payments is the most humiliating of all time. 9 million pensioners in England and Wales will now be eligible for the benefit, which is worth up to £300 a year. The Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, says she can give it to more people this winter because the economy's in better shape. The government has committed more than £14 billion to build the new Sizewell C nuclear plant in Suffolk. The Treasury says the move will create thousands of jobs, but campaign groups claim ministers have not come clean about the full cost of the project. And Sly Stone, one of the pioneers of funk music, has died at the age of 82. As frontman for his band Sly and the Family Stone, the musician fused soul, rock and gospel to define the sound of the 1970s. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And just like that, Tuesday is upon us. Let's find some beautiful music to accompany. I'm Lucy Coward. Hello there.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
The English Symphony Orchestra under William Boughton, bringing us The Banks of Green Willow by Butterworth. And it was Joshua Bell and the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields playing the second movement of J.S. Bach's Orchestral Suite No. 3, Air on the G-string before that. Hello, good morning from me, Lucy Coward. Welcome to Early Breakfast on Classic FM, Tuesday, June the 10th. And as we begin to sketch or map out the day, I thought it would be lovely to hear part of Schubert's Symphony No. 8, his unfinished symphony that we now know he planned to add to. Some piano sketches were found for a third and fourth movement. Some sections had already been orchestrated, no less. So I thought that was in keeping with the idea of building a framework for the day here. Therefore, it's the opening movement of what would be the earliest example of a romantic symphony we're going to hear, played by the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra, with Herbert Blomstedt in charge, with the hope that you have no unfinished business by the close of play today. Thank you. Schubert's Symphony No. 8. From it, the first movement was played by the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra. The conductor was Herbert Blomstedt. This is Early Breakfast on Classic FM. Lucy Coward with you. Hello. I'm thinking about childhood memories a bit this week, as it's my sister's birthday. And so I remember lots of good times with her. And then my mum mentioned to me on the telephone that she wanted to go fruit picking so she could make some jam. And that is such a strong childhood memory for me. We used to go when I was younger every year. And now we still try and go, but together we take our own children with us too. So today's piano piece is in honour of good memories this morning. It's Elgar's Dream Children, because he once said, "I am still at heart the dreamy child who used to be found in the reeds by Severnside with a sheet of paper, trying to fix the sounds and longing for something very great."
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Such a lovely piece, La Calenda by Delius. I saw that my colleague Sam Pittis passed the church where Delius was buried recently. You can find his headstone in the churchyard of St Peter's in Limpsfield. The Royal Northern Sinfonia played the piece, directed by Richard Hickox. And before that, Ashley Vass brought us our moment of piano piece this morning on Early Breakfast on Classic FM. It was called Dream Children, and it was by Elgar. And on the way in just a moment, John Barry will take us for a walk on the wild side.
Classic FM.
Excuse me. Inflatable unicorn coming through.
Ooh, why are you wearing that?
Just got my last bit sorted at post office. Travel money card, currency, travel insurance. Got the passport sorted. I'm holiday ready. Next up, cocktails by the pool.
Get holiday ready with less faff. We can help with that. Pop into your local branch or search Post Office Travel. Travel money card issued by First Rate Exchange Services Limited. Pursuant to license by MasterCard International.
Hold an afternoon tea this August and raise money for breast cancer now. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
If I need an eye test, I don't go to Specsavers.
One thing you won't see at Specsavers is me.
Do I go?
Yes!
I mean, no. Me, I don't go to Specsavers. Nor you, eh, Spike?
Should have gone to Specsavers. Nah.
Hi, Specsavers. Here for your eye test.
They come to me instead.
Come in. Kettle's on.
Oh, thank you.
If you can't go to Specsavers unaccompanied, we could come to you. See if you're eligible at specsavers.co.uk/home visits.
Imagine becoming one of our 13 guaranteed UK millionaires on Friday the 13th. Whoa! You'd laugh in the face of luck. Friday the 13th will be lucky for some.
Yeah!
EuroMillions from the National Lottery. Play on it.
Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
The finale to Mozart's Horn Quintet in E-flat, performed on Classic FM by the Klenker Quartet and Stefan Katt. And before that, Paul Bateman was on the podium for the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra as they played the John Dunbar theme from John Barry's score to Dances with Wolves. Speaking of films, I can tell you that a new video from the last Classic FM Live, Classic FM at the Movies it was, is up for you to see in all its glory. Honestly, the magic of seeing the orchestra And Gabriele Danielli, the conductor, playing How to Train Your Dragon is absolutely phenomenal. We've also got news about the Phoenician Scheme, which is Wes Anderson's new film, and how that was scored with Stravinsky's music on our website, if you would like to read that. And a couple of fun things. A few of our presenters have got together and suggested the perfect music to walk down the aisle to. See if you agree. And Tenor Pene Patti has paired famous opera arias with his favourite foods. So lots and lots to keep you entertained on our socials this week.
Thank you.
Soloist Randall Gooseby with the Philadelphia Orchestra performing the second movement of Brooks' Violin Concerto No. 1. Yannick Nézet-Séguin with the baton in hand. And after the latest news on Classic FM, we'll waltz and refresh ourselves with a little shower.
Classic FM.
Hold an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
Ready to order, signora?
Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh yeah, we're bouncing.
Don't miss up to 40% off a range of stylish beds and comfy mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
Have you ever felt like your investment advisor is giving you an off-the-shelf retirement plan? That they just want to put you in a box? But who wants that? At Fisher Investments UK, we never put you in a box. We create a plan that's just right for you, because it's only right for us if it's right for you. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm James Kitchen. The Pentagon's confirmed Donald Trump is deploying another 2,000 National Guard troops in Los Angeles to help tackle protests against immigration raids. California is preparing to take a legal case to the White House over the deployment of troops. The state's governor, Gavin Newsom, has branded the president's move reckless, warning it could lead to unnecessary escalation. But Donald Trump has dismissed his concerns.
He's an incompetent governor. Look at the job he's doing in California. He's destroying one of our great states. And if I didn't get involved, if we didn't bring the Guard in, and we would bring more in if we needed it, because we have to make sure there's going to be law and order.
The Conservatives say the government should apologize to pensioners who lost their winter fuel payments last year. In a major U-turn, the Chancellor Rachel Reeves has confirmed 9 million people over the age of 66 will now receive the allowance. 15 years after the Sizewell C nuclear power station was proposed, the government is set to announce a £14 billion commitment to the Suffolk site. The Chancellor is expected to confirm the funding tomorrow. The Energy Secretary Ed Miliband will call it a golden age of nuclear to boost the UK's energy security. And Sly Stone, the funk rock star who led the group Sly and the Family Stone, has died at the age of 82. He rose to stardom in the 60s and 70s after starting out as a DJ in San Francisco. His family say he died following a prolonged battle with lung disease. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And we're going to greet a brand new day in fine style with the finest music. Early breakfast with me, Lucy Coward. Lovely to have your company.